Praised be Jesus and Mary. On today's memorial of the Franciscan saints, Franciscan martyrs Daniel and companions, we pray with the prayer of the Church, Almighty Eternal God, you gave Saint Daniel and his companions the grace to suffer for Christ. Support our weakness with divine strength, so that we may not waver in professing our faith in you, even as they did not hesitate to die for you. That we may not waver in professing our faith in you. In the first reading today, St. Paul, writing to the Galatians, makes it quite clear that works, good works, apparently good works, without faith are useless. They do not justify. He says, realize that it is those who have faith who are children of Abraham. Then he says, consequently, those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham who had faith. Works, even if apparently they're good works, without faith, are useless. They cannot justify, they cannot save us, because it is impossible to please God without faith, as St. Paul says elsewhere in a letter to the Hebrews. But Scripture also reminds us in another place that faith without works is dead. Faith has its own life, and the life of faith is charity. And it works, and charity, if it is alive, if it vivifies faith, it has its works, works proper to charity, works proper to faith. Faith without these works is dead. So while on one hand, just works without faith are useless, a faith without works is equally dead and equally useless. We know from spiritual theology that, sure, faith without charity in the soul can persist, can remain, but it remains deformed, crippled, dead. It is of no avail to us. Faith without works is completely dead. That's why we need, in order to safeguard our faith, what do we need to do? We need to practice the works of faith. What are these works? They're the works of charity, and they're simple. The law of charity is summed up by St. Paul in two words. Love your neighbor as yourself. Put up with one another. Bear each other's burdens. And that way you'll fulfill the law of Christ. On that topic, once, years and years ago, before I was even a friar, a priest, and this priest surprised me with this definition, he defined tradition and traditionalism. He called tradition the living faith of those who are dead, while traditionalism, the dead faith of those who are alive. What do we mean by that? True Catholic tradition is a living faith of those who are now dead, a faith of the apostles who are now dead, but their faith lives on in us, of the doctors, of the fathers, of the saints, of the church, a living faith which lives on in us. It has the same contents, of course, that's essential, but it also has the same works of faith. It's an ardent desire for personal sanctification and a zeal for souls. While traditionalism might have the same contents, the same external form, but it is a dead faith of those who are alive. Why? Because it doesn't have that essential charity which operates, which makes faith alive, which vivifies faith, that zeal for souls, that love of neighbor, and that pursuit, that real pursuit of personal sanctification for the greatest possible glory of God. So let us pray today to these martyrs, St. Daniel and companions, that they might help us to safeguard our faith. How? By works proper to faith. And these works are proper also to charity. We must have true charity in order to have true faith. Of course, faith has to have contents, and contents do not change. The contents of faith do not change. It is impossible to please God without faith, but our faith has to be alive as well, and a dead faith is no good to us. So let us conclude again, praying to God, support our weakness with divine strength so that our faith might not waver in professing our faith in you, even as your holy martyrs did not hesitate to die for you and to die for love, even for love of those who put them to death. Praised be Jesus and Mary.